chat with Dave Schluter at least once a month. We got to add him to the schedule whenever we can. He's a good friend of mine, a good friend of ours, and a good friend of yours here on WGN. Dave Schluter, how are you, buddy?
Good, good. We're watching the weather out here in DuPage. I think we're going to live. We're okay.
I certainly hope so. You got 40 years experience. We can't lose you in one heavy downpour. No severe weather unless you're down in Champaign and Bloomington area. We're having some severe storms and even some tornado warnings. But, Dave, what you wanted to talk about today is something I think people try to do. It's a tightrope walk. I don't think that many people make it across unscathed. It's the back-to-back closings. You sell and buy on the same day. Does that ever work?
When society was a little simpler, when people were willing to flex for other people, when people were not always looking for an angle to get something better than they maybe bargained for, it worked. I would say the first 20 years of my practice, it worked. Now, it's the Addams Family train crash. It causes fights, headaches, people losing their marbles. So let me explain what it's about. You go out looking for a home, and you make a contingent on selling your home, and you get a date of June 30th. Then you happen to get your sale, and you say, well, let's do it June 30th. We don't want to do the double move. The double move is you empty the house or the condo so your buyer can buy it, and you go into some pods or something like that for a couple days, and then go ahead and move. It's got a little bit of a gap. Or a second alternative, which works lately, is you rent back your own home that you owned the day before.
Right.
And the rent that you pay is the same amount of the loan that your buyer just took out. So they are not losing any money for letting you stay.
And that usually just comes out of the that just comes out of your sale cost, right? I mean, you pay for a week or two or whatever.
Right. You count the days you need. And then what can go wrong, though, and why we can't, those solutions work. The buyer does get two walkthroughs. They do a walkthrough the day before your sale to see that there's not a tree in the attic or that you didn't plug your sump pump in and, it's a fish tank in the basement. They see that, but then they get to come back one more time, John, to see that while you did live there, you didn't diminish what they thought they were buying. Damage is the classic.
While you were the tenant, essentially.
Right, right. It's the broomstick through the screen door. It's the piano that cracks the stoop. It's somebody moving an appliance. They try to bring the huge fridge to their new house, and they just, scratch the heck out of the parquet kitchen floor or stuff like that. And then the buyer has to be compensated, and that can light up too. Some of my clients say, how dare they do that? It's not that. It's just the logistics of what happens in real estate. So, the number one way to handle it is you pay a little money to your buyer. They break even. You have already paid your mortgage off the day you sell, and you're done paying taxes the day you sell. So other than keeping your insurance in place, nobody's losing money. And it just gives a breather. In fact, the old Chicago real estate contract used in the Chicago metro area in the 70s, you automatically got 30 days to stay. And that would be great. It's not in our contract now because people don't trust people, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
so some of the things that cause the problems, John, you probably thought of this. Wire transfers. You go to title company number one and you make $300,000 in your house, and you owe $295,000 on the purchase later that day. There are all kinds of issues with the feds now where they just sample certain wire transfers and say, we're just going to hang on to these for a couple days and see who these people are. It could be anything from the spelling of your name to just a random thing. So there you are. You have sold. You've given up your house. New people are moving in, doing the hardwood floors, whatever they're doing. And you can't close on the purchase. And there isn't anybody within 100 miles of where I'm speaking from that would ever give the keys to anyone without having the money. I mean, that's you are basically at that point one of these squatters. You don't mean to be one because you're under contract. But if you don't have the money, you're going to Express Hotel or Holiday Express. You're not getting the keys. Your dog is going to have to stay somewhere. Kids are going to have to be moved around, stay with somebody. all your stuff might be on a truck at like $300 a day or something
like
that.
It's a mess. So you would recommend
things that happen.
You recommend the buying, like the renting back from someone, or if you can just do it, sell your house 15 days after you move into the other one, right? Or is it, oh no, because it's contingent on the other one. So you've got to do
the
money.
Yeah, now some people have money where they can actually roll the dice and float the cash.
Right.
They can do, they've done IRA loans. I've seen that. Or they just empty their cash. And then again, though, if you do that and then your buyer loses their job the day before you close,
yeah.
Now you're out of all your cash.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. Boy, that can be a messy thing. The 773 says it worked for us a long time ago, but that was the buyer and the seller buying each other's house. Have you ever heard of that, Dave? That's interesting.
I have had probably a dozen of those, and they're a lot of fun. You can actually agree to go to the same title company, which, again, in Illinois, the seller's attorney picks the title company. But if I knew the other attorney on one of those, one of us would handle both. And they're not too long because it's the swapping of the deeds and the payoffs of the individual mortgage. The one guy who's moving out, he pays his off with your money, and then you get yours paid off with their money. And it works when there's, you know, reasonable
good people. Yeah, right. And plus, funny, you could all text each other.
Like a brother-in-law or something, where maybe he lost your sister and he needs to just take a smaller house or whatever. But yeah, it is. There's paperwork, but there's some spinning plates, but I like the caller because, yeah, it's a swap. And there's some ways to cut a few costs on that just because of how everybody knows everybody. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's rare, but, yes, it is possible.
Plus, you could text them and be like, does the upstairs toilet jiggle like that? And they'll be like, yeah, sometimes. Oh, and then what happens at your house over here? One more question before I got to let you go, Dave. This is fascinating, by the way, and this is why Dave is the best, because he has all these years of real estate stories and good stories and bad stories and in-between stories, and with that becomes four decades of knowledge that help you at closing. You helped me and answered every question and had funny stories the whole way along and some not-so-funny ones. But really quickly before I let you go, Dave, 708, doesn't Dave also do wills and revocable living trusts and all that? I thought he did. You still do all that too, right?
Yeah, that's the other half. And the partner of the law firm that hired me in 1986 said, whatever you do, do the trust work on the side. They're long-term clients, and the real estate fluctuates so much. In 2008-09, we were down 90% of that law firm, of our closing volume. So it's a great, honest way to make a living. And sometimes it'll be prior real estate clients, or you do the estate planning work, and then they eventually, when they do want to move to Florida or do want to go get a condo or something, they're going to say, well, you know, Dave was halfway, you know, nice guy and knew what he was doing. So, yeah, it's a lot of guys in my practice or in my field of practice have that set up.
I got to scoot. Dave Schluter, Schluter Law Offices, WGNAttorney.com is the best way to reach you. Phone number 630-285-5300, 630-285-5300. Talk soon, my friend, okay?
Okay, have a great week.
That's Dave Schluter.